Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Yes. And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,177. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! And you are in the men's room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Click, clack.
Ring and drum. All right, here we go. A man whose car was about to be repoed straps a propane tank to the hood to try and blow it up. Meanwhile, a California family's backyard is destroyed. The culprit, a coyote pup. To Victoria, where a woman breaks into a home, takes a shower, and will not leave. Yes, officer, one too many margaritas at Chili's is why my car did weave. And a woman gives birth to twins that she can't tell apart.
Yay.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, I do not love oatmeal. I do not hate oatmeal. Oatmeal is just okay. But look, if I do find myself with a steamy bowl of mush in front of me, I just add a little cinnamon and it's much better. And yes, I know that adding cinnamon to oatmeal is not some groundbreaking food hack. It's actually pretty typical and not very exciting. Unless you accidentally confuse cumin for cinnamon. A guy recently went viral after he accidentally made what he dubbed fajita spiced oatmeal. You see, instead of grabbing the cinnamon, he grabbed the cumin and, well, you can do the math. Now, he's not alone, of course. People came out of the woodwork to share their similar fails. Cumin and sugar toast, pumpkin spice in their guacamole, replacing regular milk with vanilla milk in their hamburger helper, mistaking 1.5 tablespoons of black pepper for 15 tablespoons, raw pork on a charcuterie board, confusing salt for sugar, and on it goes. But getting a recipe wrong, overcooking or undercooking food, that's not the only way to mess up a meal. Last weekend, 30 people eating at an Elks Lodge, well, they were injured when a drunk driver plowed into the restaurant. At a Chipotle in California, a food fight broke out as people were trying to enjoy lunch. And in a swanky Manhattan restaurant, diners had their meals interrupted when a former employee jumped on a table and started yelling at them after they dumped a bag of turds into the restaurant's koi pond. You can't make this stuff up. This is what happens. But all of these things, whether somebody messed up a recipe, burnt the food, dropped it in the trash, somebody got naked and interrupted your dinner, all we want to know today is who ruined the meal and how did they ruin it?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Home Charles, where we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4177. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you find people doing dumb stuff in the news, but you find three stories each week.
Oh, yeah.
We pit them up against each other and try to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Is there a subject matter being addressed today?
There's a little bit of two. I would say we have fraud going on in two of the stories, and one of them is just bad.
Okay.
Inexplicably bad.
Who Sucks Less is coming up. Also need to remind you to head to KISW.com if you've not got tickets yet to the Halloween Hullabaloo. Here's what you do. We're having a little blood drive with our friends at Bloodworks Northwest. We will be at the Showwear Center this Friday from 9 until 3. Now, here's what you do. You go to KISW.com. You sign up that you will be there, and you will be entered to win a chance to win VIP tickets to the show. All you got to do is get blood, chance to win tickets to the Halloween Hullabaloo. So head to KISW.com. Sign up now if you are in the Showair Center, Kent area. Please stop by if you can, and do your part by giving a little blood. It is Halloween, after all. So
yeah,
and
blood makes sense at Halloween.
There's always a need for blood. So if you could hook that up, hopefully we can hook you up with some VIP tickets. And today on The Question, we're going to talk about food today. Who ruined the meal? How did they ruin it? We'll start with a story out of New Jersey, of all places.
Ooh, hey.
A fight in an upscale New Jersey hotspot looked like something they say out of a reality show, but will have very real consequences after a customer was nearly stabbed with one of the steak knives from the restaurant. The wild scene happened inside the Red Horse restaurant in Rumson, and it was circulated on social media probably a few weeks ago since the incident went down. Suspect is 75-year-old David Gully of Florida. 75 from Florida. He lunged at a customer, according to police. Gully at one point was holding what police said was a steak knife after the fight broke out. Officers who responded to the scene said they also saw Gully punch the manager in the face. Now, what set off this chaotic brawl? Wine was spilled on the wife of the man whom Gilly went to dinner with, according to police. It was an accident.
Sure, come on.
The victim injured his hand in the mayhem. He refused medical treatment. Gilly now faces a number of charges: aggravated assault, possession of a weapon, terroristic threats, disorderly conduct. He was released at the restaurant.
Why?
I don't know. Restaurant is owned
by... Because he's 75, right.
Celebrity chef David Burke. I'm not sure if I've heard that name. Who said, in the grand scheme of things, this was a minor, although admittedly unusual incident that my staff, I thought, handled very well. I'm proud of them. They did exactly what they should have done, intervened to defuse the situation, and then called the police.
Or hit him in the back of the head with a chair and be done with it, man.
Either way.
Like, sorry. Old or not, like, man, you are overreacting very, very much to accidentally spilled wine.
Like, correct. And I get it. If it's red wine, it stains. But also, like, things spill.
It happens, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know what? If you didn't go through all that and grab a steak knife, chances are you get a free meal. Right? They apologize and do the thing. It's like, dude, you would get a freebie out of this easy until you grab a steak knife and punch managers in the face.
Now, this one went viral as well.
His punch was weak.
You know what? That's why they let him go. Yeah. I'm convinced. Like, yeah, he punched me in the face, but honestly, man, it's like getting punched in the face with meringue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about it.
Maybe a better way to go viral, but not so much. A guy went viral for a video he made about how the spices cinnamon and cumin should not be in the same color jars. Especially, they have too many letters in common as well. He said he accidentally made fajita spiced oatmeal. Story was very relatable. People started commenting with their own early morning fails. Some even mixed up the same spices.
I'd give it a
run,
honestly.
Really?
Fajita? Yeah, fajita spiced oatmeal. Oh, plain oatmeal sucks.
I mean, it can't suck. It doesn't taste like anything. It's just mush in your mouth, you know? But I don't know if
cumin is just ground cilantro, correct? Or is that coriander? I get those confused.
Cumin and coriander are related. One is the seed. The ground up seed. Yeah, I don't remember which way it goes,
it's a cilantro-based dry spice. So I guess that's what you need in fajitas, either way. Guy posted an update, said commenters told him about their cumin and sugar toast, banana bread with a hint of cumin, fajita granola, and cumin-sprinkled
Tres lashes. Say, amigo.
That's right. Hey.
Is that all right? Tres lashes.
I'm from West Virginia. We don't have Mexicans where I lived. Have no idea. I would have taken Spanish, man.
Mi amo Ted.
That's exactly right.
Mi amo Ted.
I would have. I'd take Spanish in a heartbeat.
Sure.
Say like German and whatever, French. Someone else did the reverse, creating a fall-flavored guacamole.
Mm.
Basically, cinnamon-flavored guacamole.
It might not be that bad.
I'm sticking with fajita oatmeal.
Really?
Yeah.
The only problem with the guacamole, it's not the avocado and the cinnamon. It's all the onions and tomatoes. Yeah. We had avocado margaritas from a restaurant that does not exist anymore. God, I wish I could remember the name. But I was like, my wife's like, ooh, I want to try one. I'm like, babe, I don't know. It was one of the best drinks I've had, man.
Yeah. Someone else did the reverse, creating fall-flavored guacamole, cinnamon hummus, cayenne oatmeal. Spices are the only containers that look the same. Someone said they put a chicken stock in their morning smoothie instead of almond milk.
Ooh.
Well, they're in those boxes.
Yeah, they're in the boxes. I get it. That's
salty.
That is a surprise.
Another person sprayed hairspray under their armpits. So they were all saying, hey, look, it's easy to get stuff confused.
It is. I mean, how quick did Castle, as soon as we went to break, Castle came rolling in, same thing, cinnamon and cumin. And I don't remember the meal that he said, but he apparently had put the cinnamon back in the wrong place.
Right.
So his wife, making whatever she was making the following day, grabbed what should have been cinnamon, did the cumin, and ruined the meal. But then, because Castle is Castle, he also pointed out, I do it every once in a while on purpose just to make sure my wife is paying attention.
Right. I think the one time that I saw what I thought was just, it didn't ruin the meal. It was just the smell was very, the smell did not go away.
All right.
So, married at the time, the mother-in-law comes in. We've determined we're going to do, you know, one nice fancy restaurant.
Of course.
One night out at a decent place. Other than that, we'll go to all the local haunts and still eat real well, but just, you know, not waterfront, not seafood, do all that. So we end up down at a very nice seafood restaurant down by the pier. A waterfront view, the whole deal. Piano player. Who has since passed on, but this guy was
that
famous.
That guy was the best.
He was famous for, you know, subtly playing Anthrax just to look around and see if anybody...
You were picking up on it.
Yeah, he used to live down on the Fremont Canal there before he passed
on.
He
was a fan of the show.
Yeah, he also put really unusual... He had a signboard, and he would, you know, have the quotes on the signboard that would change all the time, depending on what was going on culturally, politically, all those things. But so he's playing. The four top that's right beside us... they're on the dessert side of things, and the order was Bananas Foster. Now, they bring out a Bananas Foster serving tray, so they don't just bring out the dish.
Right.
They bring out everything, and they're going to cook it in front of you. This includes alcohol. It also includes a burner, an open flame, and all these things. Now, the woman who is sitting there is an elderly lady. She has a very... What's the best way to describe this? A Liza Minnelli type of coat that's got all these frills coming off of it.
Like a shawl?
No,
yeah, but the coat is the shawl.
Like the whole thing.
It looks like that shaggy ass dog that you see every once in a while.
It's to let people know that you have money. It doesn't necessarily look good on you, but people recognize, like, okay, you come from some kind of money or class or distinction or whatever.
That yeah, exactly. And she had the jacket on the back of her chair. Now, when the guy starts making the bananas, Foster, I don't know if the alcohol hit the burner, splashed off. Either way, the sleeve of her coat catches on fire. And I mean, it's like, it's poof. And when it goes up, like the flame itself probably shot at least 6 inches above her head.
Yeah.
As she's sitting in the chair, not knowing what's going on. Bananas Foster guy, he's on the other side working on cutting up bananas or something.
Yeah.
He doesn't really see what's going on. All of a sudden, almost the entire jacket just goes up in flames. Now, it smelled like
burnt hair.
Burnt hair, plastic. It had this very chemically smell to it. Then, as this happens, she throws the jacket off of the chair. She goes, and it goes onto the ground. Well, now the carpet catches on fire.
Are you serious?
With the alcohol. That is correct. So then they come out with a fire extinguisher and basically just blow her jacket on the ground. Keep in mind, the banana foster station is still there.
It's still there, right.
He just kind of scoots it to the side. They very quickly clean up the mess at this establishment. Make sure to... They vacuum the carpet. I mean, they did everything.
Yeah.
But they did not move us from our seat. So this smell... And we haven't even ordered yet. We haven't even gotten, like, a drink. I mean, this just happened as soon as we sit our ass down. And the smell just lingered. And if you looked up at the ceiling, you could see this cloud of smoke that was still inside the restaurant that was kind of, like, holding up the smell of this thing. And, I mean, it was just... It wasn't that the meal was bad or any of that. The smell just did not go away.
The stink.
It smelled like somebody would had a tire pit that they were burning. I cannot describe.
Ugh, yeah, just chemicals and fake. It's a fake ass jacket, basically, is what that comes down to.
It kind of smells like when they fill a pothole and they put tar down and they gun it with that flame. Yeah. It just had this really noticeable carbon rubber. I can't. It was overwhelming, but there was nothing they could really do.
What are you going to do? You can close down the restaurant.
They didn't have windows. That's about it. Because it's on the pier that you really open. So maybe it was like a back door. Whatever they did, they did the best they could do.
You know, oddly, when my wife and I first started dating, not even when we first started dating, but actually before we moved to Seattle, on three separate occasions, and each time I believe we were with my parents, the restaurant we were in caught on fire. I mean, and keep in mind, this is like in a 6 month period. Like, hey, babe, my parents invited us out to dinner. Like, cool. We'd go out to dinner, and I remember one was Macaroni Grill. My uncle's in town. That's where he wanted to go. I'm like, all right, cool, fine, whatever. And we had ordered our food, which kind of pisses me off because at this point, you've ordered your food. It's not there yet, but you know, once you order it, your mouth's kind of watering for it. Like, ooh, I can't wait to eat my whatever. And I see the cook walk out of the kitchen, and he's trying to get the attention of the general manager. I nudge my wife. And I said, the kitchen's on fire. She goes, how do you know? I said, I worked kitchens for 12 years. This guy walked out of the kitchen. He's in full, and it's a closed kitchen. He's in full view. He is a mess because it's an Italian restaurant. Sauce all over him, all this crap. They would ask you not to be in front of the customers when you look that messy. And he's staring down the general manager who was talking to a table. And I said, that means he needs her urgently. And either someone cut their hand off with a bag, which is a much different thing, or the kitchen's on fire. She's like, it's not on fire. Within 3 minutes, they got under the little PA. Macaroni Grill has to apologize. We have to ask everyone to leave. There's a small fire in the kitchen. And I explained, I said, there's always a small fire in the kitchen. I said, this is a big-ass fire. We need to get out.
Yeah,
and we found out it's a big-ass fire because the fire truck started rolling in. And I'm like, in 12 years of cooking, only one time did the fire department need to be called for the fire. Right? No big deal. Whatever. Stuff happens. We get something else. Maybe 6 weeks later, parents invite us out again, and we even make the joke, hey, maybe the restaurant won't burst into flames this time when we can actually eat the meal. We order our food, we get our food, we start eating our meal. We need to apologize and ask everyone to leave. And I'm like, this is an entirely different restaurant. And I'm like, come on, man. I mean, like, what are the odds of this? No fire trucks this time, but there was enough damage in the kitchen, I guess, that they had to close it down. All right, so now this has become our little laugh. Ha, 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 ha. But then it starts to feel like maybe this curse is following us around, because maybe a month before we move to Seattle, we go out for basically one final dinner where it's the four of us with my parents again. Naturally, we make the comment, let's just hope the restaurant does not catch on fire. And I swear to God, for the third time in like 6 months, the restaurant caught on fire. And I'm like, is it me? Is it you? Is it us together? Like, what in the hell, man? Like anyone, I've been going to restaurants most of my, whenever my parents started
mom.
Taking me there. It's got to be her, man, because Cirque du Soleil.
Thank you.
Restaurants burning to the ground. Look, with Cirque du Soleil, my parents have friends in Vegas. They're older, so of course they're going to go see Cirque du Soleil. They go see Cirque du Soleil. My mom calls me and says, oh, my God, you're not going to believe this. We were at Cirque du Soleil, and I finished the rest for her. I'm like, is this what I just read in the news? Like, some lady fell off the trapeze, crashed onto the floor from, like, 60 feet up, and they had to shut it down. She's like, we were there. I was like, wow, man, that's kind of crazy. She's like, yeah, it's not what you want to see, but, yeah, we're ushered out of there. I want to say it's the next year. They visit the same couple in Vegas. They're going to also see Cirque du Soleil. And it wasn't a trapeze this time. I do not remember what it was. But another performer was injured severely enough where they had to shut down production and boot everyone out. So I don't know if my mom's a curse or if she is like the product of some weird voodoo ritual or something like that. But, man, if she rolls into your place of business, just assume something bad's going to happen.
See, okay, as long as a person's not seriously hurt.
And, Mom, if you're listening, you know that's true. You
can't even get mad about that. There's a couple businesses I'd like to send her into.
Do they stop?
Yeah, there are places like go into that restaurant.
Do they stop the performance?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do.
But because when she was there, the injuries were severe. And her point is, you know, apparently, with Cirque du Soleil, people screw up all the time just based on what they're doing. And you might get hurt, but you're not injured, as they say. But in her case, the two time, I think she's been to one where it went successfully. So the two out of three times they've been, whatever happened, like it was bad enough that they didn't want the audience to see.
Have you been to one of these?
Okay, so I never went to Cirque du Soleil, right? But we did that cruise for my 50th birthday a couple years ago, 5 years ago. And I did not know this, but we had dinner one night. And at this dinner, I didn't realize it was the Cirque du Soleil dinner. I had no. So when we walked in, there's some people dressed weird, but they're not performing. And they're greeting you in this weird kind of, like Disney or something. And they're like, all right, whatever, man. I just want to eat my food. And as we start eating, the lights go down. And I'm like, what is this? And then all these people that are dressed in these crazy costumes, they start doing this slow dance. And I'm like, what the F is this? And my wife's like, hey, this is the Cirque du Soleil dinner. I'm like, I don't want to do the Cirque du Soleil dinner. No. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
what I'm saying. If you stop the performance, as long as the person's not hurt, I'd be like, okay, cool.
But they do. But here's the difference. They're not on a stage on this cruise, all right? So it's not like...
No, they're in the dining area.
They're
in,
like, so they're standing next to me, and there's this glow-in-the-dark woman with eight, like, green arms. And look, what they were doing was cool, but also I just want to eat. So when you kind of grind up on me with your weird character outfit, like, I respect what you're doing, I appreciate what you're doing, but you see how there's meat on the end of this fork? I just want to put this in my mouth, chew, and talk to my friends, but no. You have to be part of the performance.
You have to be quiet.
It sucks so bad. And there was a woman who, she's juggling with her feet. Very, 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 very impressive. I'm just not a big fan of bare feet next to my plate. Like, she's...
Oh, yeah.
She was doing incredible stuff, right? And so I'm kind of watching her volley all the stuff up in the air, and it didn't matter what they threw at her. She could keep juggling it. And I'm like, wow. Then it occurred to me, like, okay, well, her foot is, like, 3 inches away from my face.
Is that the only reason she's on this ship?
Yeah.
Is that her one job?
I guarantee it.
Is that the only night they do this, or they do this every single night?
I don't know, because I never signed up for this, man. I just, like, I know they serve dinner on the boat, and I vaguely knew that that existed, but that's so out of the realm of anything I'm interested in. It didn't cross my mind until we got in there, and I'm just like, God damn it, man. Like, I just want to eat my food. If you want to do this before we eat, cool. You want to do this after we eat, cool. But, like, I just want to chew my food, but you're staring at me and smiling and doing the stuff, and I don't know.
Sadly, as far as all the gimmicks and all that crap go, I have been to Teatro...
Zanzani's.
It's always a different show, depending on the troupe that's in and what they're doing. So I can't speak for all of them. I can say, though, that, again, you can't really talk to anybody. That's a little bit weird. The food was great. The food was... I don't know if
I always heard it was great.
Tom Douglas did it, or whoever the hell did it. It was a great steak dinner, don't get me wrong. But, you know, like anything else, when you're done with dinner... You're kind of just done.
Yeah.
You know, you want to get up.
But I got to wait through your stuff now.
You want to go and smoke a cigarette.
That's kind of the key.
Then here comes, I don't know, dessert. Now it's dragging and dragging. But you still got to be quiet. And the way that we did it was just two of us. So we're sitting with, like, in a round table with six other people we don't know.
All right. Are they into this, or are they tracking with you?
Well, I believe that I'm the only one there who doesn't care to be there. I mean, it's not that I'm sitting there, I'm dressed up, I'm enjoying the food, but there's no real discussion going on.
Yeah.
the people in front of me are like turning around to watch the performance. So it's like one of those things where you're just like, it's fine. Like if you're into that, but the one I'll go to though, and not that this has anything to do with performance art or anything, but
medieval times.
No, I'll go to a Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, there's no performance.
But that's the one. Like if he said you want to go to, I'm like, all right, I'll go to Rainforest Cafe. That's the only one of them where I'd be like, okay, I'll go.
Right. That's just animatronic animals.
Right.
That's so not a performance.
If a big gorilla comes out of a wall, that to me is more entertaining
if you than know someone swinging from a rope. That it's animatronic. The first time I went there, I did not know. I just thought they like stuffed animals around, right, for the motif. And periodically these things fire up. I honestly, God, did not know this. And I am talking to a woman who I found attractive sitting across from me. And this freaking gorilla that was like 3 feet to my left, I just didn't know what was going to happen. All of a sudden, it just starts beating its chest. I'm like, I dropped my fork, almost spilled my drink. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
She's like, you didn't know that was going to happen? I'm like, no. I wouldn't have come here if I thought that was going
to
happen.
I just think if your girlfriend or wife says, I want to go to a dinner theater experience, I like Rainforest. Don't take a Rainforest Cafe.
But what Rainforest, baby?
Yeah. Teatro Zanzini or Rainforest Cafe? Like,
I agree. Who ruined the meal and how did they ruin it? 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
As I say, when you get on a plane, there are plenty of things that you can reasonably expect may go wrong. Then there are things you can never expect. Like 70 passengers all getting sick with the same stomach bug and turning your flight into the puke tube from hell. Daily Mail reports that a large number of passengers aboard a Condor Airlines flight to Frankfurt all appeared to have caught the same stomach bug.
I think we call that food poisoning.
There were two bathrooms available. 70 passengers desperately needed to puke their guts out or take it out the other side. So you can imagine how horrible the rest of the flight was. Apparently, though, they were close enough to their destination, they simply kept going until they arrived in Frankfurt, where emergency personnel were already gathered to treat all of the sick passengers. A spokesman for Condor said, we still don't know exactly what
your food. Your food. It was your food.
Our question, who ruined the meal and how did they ruin it? 206-803-ROCK.
How did everybody get sick on the same flight?
The stomach bug. Yeah, from the food poisoning from your food.
Did you have the chicken or the fish?
Doesn't matter. It's all bad. Hello, Melinda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, 4 hours of preparation, chicken corn chowder, all the vegetables fresh from the garden, cut the corn off the cob. I get to the part where you add the cream, and I didn't have any cream, so I grabbed a can of condensed milk out of my cupboard, which happened to be sweet milk. My chicken corn chowder turned into candy corn chowder.
How gross was it?
That's an easy mistake to make.
Is it?
Yes.
A can of condensed milk.
Know. Right, because it's either that one blue little line that says sweetened, or it's the red that's not.
Right.
I mean, the can is the same.
Right.
So the carnation can is exactly the same. It's just either a blue line or a red line.
And thank you so much. Now I don't feel so bad.
No, I've done it.
There's no getting that out of there.
I've done it.
Sweet. Nothing I can do.
But you couldn't salvage it in any way, like try to come up with a different, like, I don't know, make cornbread and add a sweet, well, I guess you got chicken in it. Never mind.
There was nothing I could do.
And how much time did you invest in this?
About 5 hours.
Was that mostly just getting the kernels off of the corn, or did you cook the corn first and then cut it up, or what?
I cooked the corn and then cut the corn off the cob.
And is this a recipe you had done before?
No, I'm still a pretty new cook. My sister's the cook in the family.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Look, man, I don't mind spending 4 hours on sauce, lasagna.
If
I could do ribs, sure. Corn chowder, though, seems like a... That doesn't seem like one where I go, like, if I found out it took 4 hours to make... This is the movie that I'm not watching that night. I'm just
corn chowder's
I
not.
I need to find something.
I love corn chowder. It's kind of high on my list.
I don't mind it. I just don't know that I would invest
that much
personally
time.
That much time into it. Miles, I made a chili last year, and this chili ended up winning a competition that I wasn't trying to enter. Yay me. But as I'm making it, and I didn't have a recipe. I'm just kind of making it up as I go along, because my wife had agreed to make chili as a favor for a friend who's kind of hosting this contest, right? But my wife is swamped with all this other crap, and I said, babe, don't worry about it. I'll hook it up. I'm in a cooking mood, you know what I mean? Plus, I had chorizo and lamb, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to make something good out of this. So I'm putting it all together. I'm like, so I'm making it up as I go along, but I certainly know that cayenne pepper is going into this. So when you get those little rectangular containers of spices, there is the big thing in the middle where you can stick a spoon in there if you can scoop it out. There's another one that looks like the shower head if you want to sprinkle it out. And then there's the smaller pour spout on the other side. I thought I opened the shower sprinkler side. Unfortunately, I opened up the small pour side, but I'm not thinking about it. I grab this thing, I'm doing the whole wrist shake and just... And it's all cayenne sitting on top of this. And I'm like, well, actually, I dropped an F-bomb. So
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
As I say, when you get on a plane, there are plenty of things that you can reasonably expect may go wrong. Then there are things you can never expect. Like 70 passengers all getting sick with the same stomach bug and turning your flight into the puke tube from hell. Daily Mail reports a large number of passengers aboard a Condor Airlines flight to Frankfurt all appear to have caught the same stomach bug.
I think we call that food poisoning.
There were two bathrooms available. 70 passengers desperately needed to puke their guts out or take it out the other side. So you can imagine how horrible the rest of the flight was. Apparently, though, they were close enough to their destination, they simply kept going until they arrived in Frankfurt, where emergency personnel were already gathered to treat all of the sick passengers. A spokesman for Condor said, we still don't know exactly what
your food. Your food, it was your food.
Our question, who ruined the meal and how did they ruin it? 206-803.
How did everybody get sick on the same flight?
The stomach bug. Yeah, from the food poisoning from your food.
Did you have the chicken or the fish?
Doesn't matter. It's all bad. Hello, Melinda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, 4 hours of preparation, chicken, corn chowder, all the vegetables fresh from the garden, cut the corn off the cob. I get to the part where you add the cream, and I didn't have any cream, so I grabbed a can of condensed milk out of my cupboard, which happened to be sweet milk. My chicken corn chowder turned into candy corn chowder.
How gross was it?
That's an easy mistake to make.
Is it?
Yes.
A can of condensed milk.
Know. Right, because it's either that one blue little line that says sweetened, or it's the red that's not.
Right.
I mean, the can is the same.
Right.
So the carnation can is exactly the same. It's just either a blue line or a red line.
And thank you so much. Now I don't feel so bad.
No, I've done
it. There's no getting that out of there.
I've done it.
Sweet. Nothing I can do.
But you couldn't salvage it in any way, like try to come up with a different, like, I don't know, make cornbread and add a sweet, well, I guess you got chicken in it. Never mind.
There was nothing I could do.
And how much time did you invest in this?
About 5 hours.
was that mostly just getting the kernels off of the corn, or did you cook the corn first and then cut it up, or what?
I cut the corn and then cut the corn off the cob.
And is this a recipe you had done before?
No, I'm still a pretty new cook. My sister's the cook in the family.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Look, man, I don't mind spending 4 hours on sauce, lasagna.
If
I could do ribs, sure. Corn chowder, though, seems like that doesn't seem like one where I go, like, if I found out it took 4 hours to make, this is the movie that I'm not watching that night. I'm just
corn chowder's
I
not.
I need to find something.
I love corn chowder. It's kind of high on my list.
I don't mind it. I just don't know that I would invest that much time into it. Sorry, Miles. I made a chili last year, and this chili ended up winning a competition that I wasn't trying to enter. Yay me. But as I'm making it, and I didn't have a recipe, I'm just kind of making it up as I go along, because my wife had agreed to make chili as a favor for a friend who's kind of hosting this contest, right? But my wife is swamped with all this other crap, and I said, babe, don't worry about it. I'll hook it up. I'm in a cooking mood, you know what I mean? Plus, I had chorizo and lamb, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to make something good out of this. So I'm putting it all together. I'm like, so I'm making it up as I go along, but I certainly know that cayenne pepper is going into this. So when you get those little rectangular containers of spices, there is the big thing in the middle where you can stick a spoon in there if you can scoop it out. There's another one that looks like the shower head if you want to sprinkle it out. And then there's the smaller pour spout on the other side. I thought I opened the shower sprinkler side. Unfortunately, I opened up the small pour side, but I'm not thinking about it. I grab the sink, I'm doing the whole wrist shake, and just... And it's all cayenne sitting on top of this. And I'm like, well, actually, I dropped an F-bomb. So my wife and I are looking at this, and I'm like, I'm not starting over again, you know. But I scooped out as much as I could. Then I had to make a little more liquid to go with the soup and add a few more things, hoping to absorb it. Anyway, the competition it went into, by the time I got there, it was already gone. Okay, so I literally, other than me dipping my finger in it as I'm cooking it, I never got the chance to taste it. And even that little finger dip, a little spicy. All right, so I get there, and it is completely gone, which is a good sign. And the one thing that people kept saying to me, they said, man, what was the meat? I said, man, chorizo and lamb, they go great together, blah, 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 making stuff up on the fly. But everyone just kept saying, it wasn't like hot, but like, you know, like 20 minutes after you ate it, man, there's like a spicy burn. Just kind of sticks in your chest. And I didn't tell anyone, but I'm just like, yeah, this is part of the secret. The secret is to F up and dump way more chili powder in there or whatever the hell it was, cayenne, than you're meant to. So no one really complained about the heat, but it's just one of those, ooh, I can still feel it like an inside of my mouth. And I'm like, yeah, it spilled into the chili, bro. My bad.
Who ruined the meal and how'd they ruin it? 206-803-ROCK.
I don't keep cayenne in my house. I wouldn't have to sweat it.
Really?
It just gets too hot. So, like, if I make a chili at home, I usually just either add hot sauce.
Okay. All right.
Right.
I did some of that, too.
Kind
of
go that route, which is harder. You'd have to actually take off the top to really go crazy with it.
Yeah. Yeah. This did not work out well for me. But so you actually don't keep cayenne in there?
No.
Wow.
Salt, pepper, garlic, Old Bay.
You'd be impressed with our quote-unquote spice drawer, which I got reprimanded about very recently. But we got, like, everything you could imagine. So I don't remember what I was making over the weekend, but I'm all excited. And I just love digging in spices, right? So I'm doing my thing, and my wife's just like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, what? She's like, and I did not realize this, to be fair. She goes, I had that thing organized. It was all alphabetical, and you've effed the whole thing.
Alphabetical?
It's alphabetical. Man, that's how she operates. And I said, okay. Babe, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know. So two nights ago, I'm digging around in there. Sure enough, it is all alphabetized. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Now I'm at the point where...
Because now you're consciously putting it back in the right location.
But I grab like seven things at once. I'm not a grab one thing at a time guy. I'm like, I want this, and this. They work together. I'm making blank, right? So I grab it all when I'm done. You know, put it back where it fits. No, no. Mm-hmm. Now it's this delicate operation.
Are your albums alphabetically put?
Every single one of them.
All right. Now, if I went and pulled a Rush album out and stuck it in the B's, you'd kick my ass.
I would. But here's the difference.
But that's the same thing.
It's not. Because there are 1,000 records. There are 30 different spices.
Still 30.
And they're all labeled. And you looked at it. She has this thing. Because all of them are out of their original container and placed into different spice containers.
Oh.
So you open a drawer, you look down, and it is all clearly, like she took the time with silver Sharpie to label everything.
I'll
and
they're like, okay.
Yeah, you can't, not, if you can't find it, we don't have it, whether it's alphabetical or not.
Who ruined the meal? How'd they ruin it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ronnie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, yeah, Rockin' Ronnie here. Man, I missed you guys. How you been?
We've been good. Ronnie, how you been?
I've been all right, working long hours, man. I miss you. I go to the truck after work lately all summer, and all I get to hear is, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
That's bad timing on your part.
I got to drive home without you. It stunk. But hey, so I got to ask you, who's Aletha?
It's a big, long story, but she's a former listener to the show who died many, many years ago, but we were very important to her. So as an honor for her, having listened to the show and everything that goes along with that, we just like to say that to remind people that no matter how bad your day was, this chick put in a fight. That basically
awesome.
Sums it up.
I love that. God bless Aletha. That's awesome. So, long time ago, when I was a young boy, my stepmonster made the Thanksgiving dinner, and she used one of those bags to cook the turkey in for the first time. So, like, she wasn't aware that it speeds up the cooking time like half. So she pulls this thing out of the oven after like 4 or 5 hours, and this thing's overcooked. Did you guys remember National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
What do we, when Chevy Chase cuts into that turkey and it cracks open and it's just like, it's just like empty crust and nothing?
Yeah.
It was like this. She put this big chunk of lump of turkey jerky on the table, And Dad tried to cut into it, you know, and it was like, it was so hard, and she was crying her eyes out, and it was just awful. Felt so bad for her.
Well, you only make that meal once, maybe twice a year, so I can understand if you're not used to cooking something like that. It's easier to mess up than you think it is. And it's not that you just don't cook turkey on the regular. You might cook a turkey breast.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I've gotten to in my life.
I'm done
with a big turkey. I just get a nice breast, man.
And yeah, we do the turkey loin. Much easier, a lot more flavor, and it can taste like what you
turkey
want.
Loin, or I tell people all the time, like, if you have a small group, like my mom used to come out, and it was just me and her, mm-hmm. I would just make a chicken.
Yeah, sure. That works.
Yeah. I'd still make stuffing and all the accoutrements, but
yeah, the sides are the thing. The turkey's just like the dry-ass protein.
But turkey's gotten, I will say, head and shoulders above what it used to be. It used to kind of just be kind of bland, but like my buddy James, he like brines it the night before. Now he's like smoking it. Just like
Castle brines this now, for like days.
Yeah, now you actually want to eat the turkey.
I think people had to figure out a way, like, what do I do to make the staple of the meal actually interesting?
And the whole idea with brining a turkey initially, as far as history goes, is because if you did go out and shoot a turkey, so the brine is what gets rid of the gaminess.
Yeah.
So then they also determined that if you use the brine, it makes the turkey plump, it makes turkey juicy, it makes it better.
Right. So everything that it
normally
wasn't. They
still do the same thing, but they don't do it to get rid of the gaminess of a wild turkey.
I think we can all agree, though, if there is a meal that's going to go south, it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Correct,
it just seems like that more than, I mean, even looking at the text line, like, Thanksgiving has popped up more than any other side thing that someone's done. Says, my mom ruined Thanksgiving meal one year. She fed us tofurkey. That's a tofu block in the shape of a turkey. Well, she didn't thaw completely before baking. Then a waterlogged bird swelled up in everyone's stomach after eating it, causing the family to throw up halfway through the meal.
That's not good.
That is not good.
Well, it's weird because, like, if the turkey gets screwed, it seems like a major disappointment. But again, throw on with you.
The sides of
the
thing.
There's so much other food that, like.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you're missing the protein, obviously, but, like, I don't know that that's the worst thing.
It's not, but it's the biggest presentation, right?
Yeah.
So. You're right. The sides typically are better than the turkey, but the turkey, the moment you carve it, right? The family's gathered around. Here's your big moment. It's all the pomp and circumstance. And like you said, if that thing just blows steam out of the dry ass side.
I don't trust people to do my Thanksgiving dinner anymore. I need to have what I want. I need to have the things that I like. And
I trust
the sides that I like.
I trust certain people for certain sides.
I do
sides,
too, but I just.
But I don't trust any one person to cover it all. And look, I'm not good enough to cover all the sides either.
No.
But like, I know this person's strength. I know this person's strength. Certainly know these people's weaknesses. And I feel like, look, if you want the perfect Thanksgiving dinner, I'd have to invite like 40 people. Like, hey, man, just bring your blank. You.
Right. Yep.
Just bring your blank. That's the only reason you're invited. It's the only reason I've
been
watching.
I mean, look, that's what I've been doing for years. Right. Again, my buddy James, his wife, Stacy, like, they do the meats. I bring the stuffing. Usually bring like a sausage, couple dips or whatever. But they're like, just do that.
Yep.
I'm like, cool.
Yeah, to me, Thanksgiving should be like Voltron. Everyone should just have their strength. You bring it together and have one better whole, right? But as far as other people messing up meals, it says, I just accidentally put vegetable stock in my Golden Grahams at 1 a.m. the other night. I was thinking it was oat milk. Took one bite. Surprisingly, it was horrible.
Not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Who ruined the meal? How'd they ruin it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So about 25 years ago, my wife and I were bored, decided to go to the new vegan restaurant, and neither one of us were vegan, but it was like, what the hell? And it was a small place, small tables, and we sat down, and they had their menus on kind of thick paper. It was like 11 by 14 size, and they had it folded the long way, and there was a candle in the middle of the table, and my wife caught her menu on fire. And she's banging it out. I went down a napkin to put it on and finally put it out. By the time the waitress came over, I was, honey, I told you this was a non-smoking restaurant.
Yeah.
And she didn't think I was that funny. But not in a moment.
So are you actually vegan or don't mind vegan food or what?
Don't mind it. It was just a new restaurant. We were bored with all the ones we'd been to. And let's try that one.
What have you found to be the best vegan meal?
Portobello. Anything portobello.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've heard that.
I've had a...
It's a little bit meaty, and its consistency is kind of meaty.
I've had a...
You know another one, if they have it, something in a cheddar cheese sauce. When I was a little kid, we were going to my aunt's house, and she was a vegetarian, And my mom was going, I don't care what she makes, you eat it. And it's like, all right. And so we're all prepared for the worst. And she made this stuff, she called it rarebit. And it had cheddar cheese sauce, and it had green peppers and kidney beans and stuff in it. It sounded terrible, but man, it was good. We made our mom get the recipe so she'd start making it.
See, that's the difference between vegetarian and vegan. Vegetarian still eats some dairy.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, there's two or three things I'm willing to try here. But
who ruined the meal? How did they ruin it? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's one I didn't expect to read. I once mistakenly used homemade lotion for eggs instead of using coconut oil. In my defense, it had a similar texture and was right next to the stove. Those were some smooth eggs.
Lotion.
Homemade lotion. I wonder what the recipe is for that, because I'm sure I'll never do it. Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So I don't know who ruined it. It's either me or my mom, depending on how you look at it.
All right. So,
yeah, Safeway, they used to sell these 10-pound boxes of these huge Alaskan snow crab legs.
Ooh.
So I bought two of them because I convinced my mom, who's really traditional, she always eats turkey and ham and all of the same food for the holidays. So I convinced her to do something different. So she had the deep freezer, so I had to keep them at her house. I show up on, I think, I don't remember if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas. I show up, and she had already eaten one of the boxes. So I'm furious. I'm like, either go to the store and go buy some more, or I'm going home. I'm like, I'm not having this. So she goes to the store, and she comes back with these itty-bitty pitiful Dungeness legs. And I'm like, I'm not eating those. So I took my 10-pound box, and I went home, and I ate steak and lobster by myself.
You actually packed up and went home.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah. The last box was still frozen. So I took it out the deep freezer, and I left. I got in my car, and I went home.
I respect
that,
man.
I like your style.
Yeah, I do. And you weren't lying. That's the thing I appreciate about that. Solve this or I'm going home. Oh, he won't. And there he goes.
If I had a box of frozen crab legs in my freezer, I'd be jumping up and down.
It would not last in my house.
No, I just...
You'd have to not tell me.
I would find something to do with it. I would make crab cakes. I'd make crab soup, crab dip. You name it, man. Mm-hmm. I'd make them all at one time and just clean all the meat out and start cooking it.
Yeah. I mean, you should get a Costco membership.
Yes.
They got some in there?
Yeah. You can get like a whole pack of just like clusters of Dungies. You can get Alaskan snow crab legs. I mean, you can get a ton of stuff in there.
That would be a problem for me.
Who ruined the meal? How did they ruin it? 206-803-ROCK.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.